Over the summer, UNR President Mark Johnson made headlines as the school prepared for its transition into the only tobacco-free campus in Nevada. Now that the policy's in effect, some students remain skeptical and confused.
You know, I think that people should be allowed to use tobacco if they want to. There should be regulated areas where they can do it, not a full-out ban throughout the whole campus. To each is their own.
It's very good intention to make the campus a no-tobacco and non-smoking campus, but it's an unrealistic goal to enforce it. Unless someone comes and rushes up to stop them or someone's on every single corner, then there's no way, and frankly, that would just be a waste of resources.
I've always smoked on campus. I try to get out of the way. There's a lot of areas on campus that most smokers go to. Like, I never wanted to bother anyone with it. My friends and stuff that don't smoke, they've never had a problem with it. They said they've never experienced, like, being uncomfortable with someone smoking near them.
That was Aaron Dart, Samantha Palacios, and Dylan Hipsley, all UNR students who regularly see their peers smoking as they hustle from class to class. White signs with Nevada's traditional blue lettering have been posted around campus to promote the new policy, but an ashtray might not be far off. That's because the initiative is more of an awareness and wellness campaign than a full-on tobacco ban. Adam Garcia is UNR's police chief. He says a strict crackdown on campus would require a change in state law. Advocates tried to do that last spring with a bill that would allow the Nevada system of higher education to restrict campus tobacco use. Ultimately, lawmakers said no.
Smoking is still one of those vices, I guess, if that's what it is, that is very socially acceptable in our society. To have a ban on something that is widely utilized, you'd have to deal with cigarette manufacturers and others who would want to promote it.
Garcia, who's wary of infringing on people's rights, says police involvement could do more harm than good for both the public and police department. Even if the law were to change, Garcia says enforcing it would pose a challenge.
Do we issue citations? Do we arrest people? But what do we do with repeat offenders? All of those questions have to be answered.
Ina Jennings is with UNR's Student Health Center and leads the Tobacco Free Initiative. She says the university never intended for the policy to be a ban in the first place, but instead a strategy to help people lead healthier lives. In order for this initiative to work, Jennings says campus community members have to be the main enforcers.
Asking people to feel comfortable, you know, spreading information about the initiative, I think, is a key thing. So just letting people nicely know that we are a tobacco-free university and that we'd like them to not use tobacco here on campus.
Jennings says the university modeled its policy after numerous other schools. In fact, more than 1,500 campuses across the nation have gone smoke-free in the past 15 years. That's according to Bronson Frick, the Associate Director for Americans for Non-Smokers' Rights, the nation's leading lobbyist for non-smoking legislation.
The fact that there are so many colleges part of this trend, it shows that these policies are successful. They're popular. People like them. Young people today are increasingly growing up in smoke-free environments and don't necessarily want to go to school in an environment surrounded by secondhand smoke.
The movement to make campuses tobacco-free is still relatively new, which is why the American Lung Association doesn't have conclusive data on its overall effectiveness. Frankie Vigil directs Nevada's branch of the association and is partnering with UNR on this initiative. She says one thing they do know for sure is that it's critical to aim prevention efforts at young adults.
99% of people who do smoke started smoking by the age of 26. So we know that if we can help prevent picking up that habit by the age of 26, we have a 99% chance that they're never going to be smokers, which is the best thing that you can possibly do for your health.
Although completely stamping out smoking at UNR may not be feasible anytime soon, Vigil says their goal really is to make tobacco-free lifestyles second nature. Marcus Laverne, Reno Public Radio News.